In a world that's always changing, staying informed is key. That's why you trust First News Now for your latest local news. When it comes to your finances, trust First United Bank for the solutions you need. Whether it's a checking account, home loan, savings goal, or business service, we're here to help you make smart financial decisions. This is Charlie Day, Market Manager at First United Bank, where our team always puts you first. Please stop by to see us today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 498-528.
Well, good Monday morning. So many things to get to today. Just always a whole lot going on around our wonderful community. And first of all, we'll start off and pose a question to you and ask you what you think. If you see me out on the street, I'd love some feedback. You can respond if you have my number. Text me, call me. I'd love to hear from you on this matter. We are now qualified based on our number of followers on Facebook to have a subscriber service. So, you know, we don't put a whole lot of our original content, news type stuff on Facebook from the Crittenden Press, but I could start doing that if it was, you know, behind a paywall. You know, obviously, we have to, you know, we're in a business and we have to make a living and pay our bills. So, you know, information and content that we create, we have to have in return some sort of compensation. This is just a thought, but I was thinking about this over the weekend. If we were to start putting some great deal more of our original content out on Facebook, and again, it would be behind a subscription wall. You know, it might be court proceedings, city council, school board meetings, all sorts of the meetings that we attend around the community, and then our feature stories on local people and other things that come up. Like this week, a huge story brewing over the tariffs and how it might affect the fluorspar industry and production and the import and export thereof. Of course, Crittenden County during its heyday was one of the largest producing areas of fluorspar in the entire world. And a lot of you know, back in the 1940s and 50s, Crittenden County's population was double what it is today. We had multiple new car dealerships, more grocery stores, just a more of a robust economy here. So that's going to be in the news this week, so be sure and grab your Crittenden Press. But anyway, think about that question. You know, some sort of a small fee to subscribe, and then you would get content that would be behind the paywall, and it'd all be right there on Facebook. That's where a lot of our readership, I feel like, is there, based on the figures we get from our data online. Anyway, think about that and let me know. Let's get to some news. The old Kentucky Hayride is coming back. It's just a less than 2 weeks away. You know, it's the world famous event held right here in Marion, Kentucky. It's world famous in Marion, Kentucky, that's for sure. Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass host that. It's just a wonderful event. They're going to have a special guest. It's a mystery guest. Cutter posted something online over the weekend where you could guess who that was based on some hints. Anyway, we'll keep you posted if he reveals that anytime early. But the Old Kentucky Hayride, of course, is at Foes Hall, and that's going to be on Saturday, November the 15th. Saturday, November 15th. That's a little later than it usually is held. It's typically in October. Anyway, check out what Cutter posted. See if you can figure out who it is. I made a guess online, too. I think I know. I'll get with Cutter this week and see if I'm close. Anyway, Crittenden County Schools, as we've told you before, is hosting a Veterans Day program. That's going to be at 9 a.m. on Tuesday, November 11th. which is Veterans Day, Armistice Day, as it was originally called. And the guest speaker is going to be Chad Nelson. Chad's a local attorney who is actually assistant Commonwealth attorney over in Lyon, Livingston, Trigg counties. He lives right here, just right outside of the city limits of Marion, and he is going to be the speaker. Chad is a U.S. Army veteran, a Bronze Star recipient, and he served a couple of tours over in the Middle East years ago, back during some of those conflicts. And he will be the guest speaker. And again, that event begins at 9 a.m. and then there will be a lunch served by Marion Baptist Church. That will be from 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. And down in Fredonia on Veterans Day, the American Legion Post 103 will host its annual Veterans Day service. That will be at 11 a.m. And most of you know the significance of that. That was when the armistice agreement was signed at 11:11 a.m. on 11/11. That's November 11th. And they will kick theirs off at that specific moment. And that will be at the Fredonia Valley Veterans Memorial. Now, I assume we'll also have one down at Berna. They always have theirs. And then at Maple View and Shady Grove, I'm trying to gather up some details for that. If any of you know the details, give me a shout out on it, because I'm trying to contact some of the folks who typically put those on. We're going to take a short break, and I'll be right back in just a moment. When your comfort's on the line, you don't want just anybody showing up at your door. You want neighbors you know and trust. That's why Hometown HVAC and Plumbing has you covered with two licensed technicians right here in Crittenden County. Whether it's heating, cooling, or plumbing, Hometown delivers expert service with a hometown touch. For trusted repairs and installation, call Hometown today at 270-388-0467. That's 270-388-0467. Hometown, where local service means everything. I know you all are kicking your heaters on nowadays. If you need any help, call Hometown HVAC. They're located over in Edible, but do a lot of work here in Crittenden County and have a couple of Crittenden Countyans on their staff. Crittenden County parents, listen up on this. This is pretty significant opportunity for those of you who struggle with child care before and after school. There's a program called Champions. It's a new program, and again, before and after school. It's child care out at the school on campus. The program is at Crittenden County Elementary School. It serves preschool through fifth grade, and they have STEM activities. That's science and technology type stuff, and they will help you with your homework while you're there. So the kids will have all their homework maybe done by the time mom and dad pick them up. The hours for this are 6:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. And then after school, it's until 6:30 p.m. And there's all day care for preschoolers on Friday. As you know, they don't really have classes on Friday, but you can take your child there. That way it doesn't disrupt your work week. Some families may qualify for rates as low as $20 a week, folks. That's for child care before and after school, and then again, preschoolers all day on Friday. Check it out. It's a great program. Everybody struggles with that, trying to, particularly if you don't have grandparents or somebody else around that can help you out. So give them a shout out at the school district and get signed up for that. Another program that was set to launch this week, I think, has been put on hold because of the SNAP benefits program. Looks like it's going to be restarted. It's kind of been a victim of the government shutdown, and there was a lot of concern late last week and over the weekend about whether these SNAP benefits were going to be available going forward. And the news, the latest news I'm hearing is that perhaps by Wednesday they could restart as early as then, but sometime this week. So it doesn't look like anybody's going to be out of those benefits for any length of time, and I'm not sure about any of the details, but nonetheless, it looks like that situation is going to be averted. We're going to take another quick break, and then we'll be right back with more news and sports.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Man, I love the Marion Pit Barbecue sandwiches. I had had one over the weekend, actually Saturday, before I went out to watch some of the Young Rocket football action. And I'll have a little more detail on that in just a moment. But stop by and see Jason Hatfield and his crew out there and grab yourself a barbecue sandwich. It's the best in the area. That's for doggone sure. Crittenden County Fiscal Court is going to meet in special session this afternoon, 3:45 p.m. out at the county office complex. A few items on the agenda. Some of it's just general housekeeping, but I think the reason they're having a special meeting is because they need to get some something passed in order to get some bridge money for that road, that bridge that's out on Mexico Road out in the area of Riders View Road. You know, it comes through there by Mexico Baptist Church and goes all the way out to Highway 60 West at the bottom of Moore Hill. And of course, that road, you can't go through it all the way because of a bridge out. And I think they're going to get some money to repair that bridge. And then some other transportation news today and tomorrow. Lewis Croft Road is closed to through traffic for base repairs. Again, that's down between 723 and 838 down in the western part of the county, kind of down towards Salem, back in the hills and the hollows back there. So if you plan to have to, or if you have to go down Lewis Croft Road, plan for an alternative. And the bridges that are out down on the Dam 50 Road and then the other one out around Glendale, looks like maybe another couple of weeks, and those roads will be back open with those repairs all winding down here in the coming days. Now, the Crittenden County Chamber of Commerce will meet tomorrow morning, Tuesday, November 4th, 8:30 a.m. That'll be at the Rocket Arena Conference Room out on the campus. Crittenden County Board of Education will hold a working session also tomorrow night, and that will be at 5:30 at Rocket Arena. And on Wednesday, November 5th, large local land auction, roughly 588 acres will be offered in seven tracts, and that auction is going to be held at Foes Hall, and it will start at 3 p.m. We're going to take another brief break and be right back with some big sports news.
Here at YTG Insurance, we take pride in our agency, our community, and you. As an independent agent, we offer choice, personal service, and we're local, right here in your neighborhood. From home and auto to life coverage, YTG Insurance has you protected. Got a farm or business? We can insure that too. We work with multiple carriers to find the best coverage at the best price, tailored to fit your financial needs. So why wait? Visit YTG Insurance on West Gum Street today, where trust, service, and community come first. And every policy comes with an agent.
Well, it was a big weekend for Crittenden County sports, particularly in the junior pro football and cheer competitions, as Crittenden County hosted the postseason jamboree at Rocket Stadium. Well, it was a huge weekend for Crittenden County sports as your third and fourth grade junior pro Rocket football team beat Caldwell County 6-0 in the championship game on Sunday afternoon out at Rocket Stadium. Crittenden County hosted that postseason jamboree, and Aiden Oliver's touchdown was enough for the Rockets to win 6-0 and remain undefeated and unscored upon all season long. Now, they beat Hopkins County in the semifinal on Saturday. The 5th and 6th grade football team lost to Webster County in the quarterfinals on Saturday. Otherwise, it would have been a clean sweep of all of the competitions over the weekend as the 3rd and 4th grade cheerleaders captured a back-to-back championship with their cheer trophy on Sunday afternoon. And the 5th and 6th grade Crittenden County cheerleaders were also title winners in the cheer competition. Now, on Friday, the Crittenden County high school football team closed out its regular season in style, blasting Hopkins Central 56-21 in a shootout at Morton's Gap that was a shootout at least in one quarter, in second quarter. 40-some-odd points scored in that quarter alone. But Crittenden County won that game after scoring many unanswered touchdowns in the second half. The Rocket offense was on fire again as quarterback Quinn Summers ran for a touchdown and threw for some more. Crittenden County scored on nearly every possession of the game. Trey Taylor and Caden Howard were key offensive players in the game, and Eli Vell came up big with two fumble recoveries, including one of them for a touchdown. Defensively, Joel Bumpus, Davis Perriman, and Taylor each had an interception in that game. After some second quarter miscues, the Rockets put it all together again in the second half and won that game handily with the running clock late in the third quarter. The win gives Crittenden County a five-game winning streak heading into the postseason. The Rockets will open the Class 2A playoffs on Friday night at home against McLean County, a team that is 5-5 on the season. Kickoff is at 7 p.m. Crittenden County senior Lila Shear has been named the second region volleyball player of the year. The Lady Rockets led her team in assists this season with 474 and also contributed 110 digs, 18 service aces, and 60 kills. The cross-country team competed in the state finals on Saturday. Crittenden County finished 28th as a team. The boys, that's the boys. River Rogers led the squad, finishing 89th in 19 minutes, 26 seconds. Noah Martinez was 101st. C.J. Nelson, 113th. Gage Markham, 227th overall. Miles Yates was 239th. And you can get all the rest of those scores in this week, or times and finishes in this week's Crittenden Press. The winning time was 15:51. That's in a 3-point-mile run, a 5K race. In girls' competition, Crittenden County was led by Ella Gary. She finished 153rd with a time of 25:58. Presley Potter was 168th. The leading runner for girls' competition finished in 18 minutes, 55 seconds, Lily Park from Beechwood. And also coming up on Saturday, opening day of the modern rifle deer season, so town is going to get packed this week, folks. That's going to wrap everything up for this morning. Hope you have a good week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.